Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, garbage woes at Paradise Beach. The Barbados Postal Service reporting a phishing scam. Retailers report strong holiday sales despite major shipping delays. A well-known former sports administrator of the University of the West Indies Cathal campus dies on Christmas Day. Trinidad and Tobago take a different approach to Christmas shopping with their biggest ever Boxing Day sales. And a NASA spacecraft has made history by surviving the closest ever approach to the sun. This is the latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. Beachgoers at Paradise Beach in St. Michael were met with piles of garbage scattered along the shoreline, reportedly left behind after a private event held there. It's believed that several pleasure boats gathered on Boxing Day, bringing hundreds of attendees ashore for the event. However, it remains unclear whether permission was granted. When Starcom Network News visited the area, they observed piles of glass bottles, plastic cups, among other waste. A park ranger at the site confirmed that several complaints have been made on the matter.
The garbage is stacked neatly, but we need probably some person to come and maybe sanitation or so to come and remove the garbage from this, from Paradise Beach, which at this time is very unsightly. I spoke to members of the public who passed along this area, and they expressed concern that the garbage was rather unsightly. And I had asked my colleagues, but this area of the beach is outside their particular work parameters. So they normally would work at Batch Rock, but this is the old Paradise Beach area. Well, every year there's this event where some private persons come and use boats and so on in this area. And so this is the aftermath of the private party.
He says that event organizers must take responsibility for cleaning up after the activities.
Well, in spite of whether or not persons seek permission, I think it's the duty of every person, especially business, to make sure that if you have a party anywhere, that you take care of the garbage situation as adequately as possible. So it's not a matter of permission. I think it should be normal if you're public spirited people to remove the garbage as soon as you leave the area.
When contacted, Minister of the Environment and National Beautification, Adrian Ford, says he's going to have a full investigation into the matter. The Barbados Postal Service says that posts circulating on social media purporting that it has lost items for sale are entirely false, and they're alerting Barbadians not to fall for these fraudulent schemes. Acting Marketing Officer with the BPS, Nehi Hall, says this is an attempt to exploit unsuspecting Barbadians. He warns against interacting with these links.
The Barbados Postal Service is alerting members of the public to a fraudulent scheme circulating on various social media platforms. Posts purporting that the BPS is offering lost parcels for sale are entirely false and misleading. The Postmaster General wishes to emphasize that the Barbados Postal Service does not engage in sale of lost parcels or any other parcels, whether online or at any of its locations. The dissemination of this false information appears to be an attempt to deceive and exploit unsuspecting individuals. We strongly advise the public to exercise caution and avoid interacting with any such posts, links, or offers.
Acting Marketing Officer with the BPS, Nehi Hall. Retailers are reporting a stronger than expected holiday shopping season despite a late start and supply chain challenges. Managing Director of Abed Stores, Eddie Abed, says customer turnout and sales activity picked up significantly, helping to make the season a success.
We were extremely pleased with the results of the season. It did start late, there's no question about it, but when it did start, the footfall and the robustness of people shopping was better than we had anticipated. Yes, we did have issues with late arrivals on goods. As a matter of fact, we're carrying one of our containers today. And we've just come to the realization that what we had, which was absolutely in abundance as compared to last year, was enough to keep our customers happy. The variety was there, the quality, and of course, the competitive pricing was all there.
Managing Director of Abed Stores, Eddie Abed, in the lunchtime edition. former director of student services with responsibility for sports at the University of the West Indies, Jai Jebusingh, has died. Jebusingh, age 80, passed away on Christmas Day. Stephen Leslie, former assistant director of sports and now marketing manager at the Barbados Cricket Association, remembered the man whom he worked with closely as affable and hardworking.
He was very accommodating and really was one of the leading administrators for sport at the University of the West Indies. He was so embracing that he allowed me to visit his office basically to learn the nuts and bolts of what it took to be an outstanding administrator. Jai was very affable. He actually played football and was well loved by all students at the UWA. The UWA Games, known as the UWA Intercampus Games, he was also a leading figure. He will be sorely missed.
Stephen Leslie, Jebusingh was survived by his wife Annette and three children. In Trinidad and Tobago, record sales for the Yuletide season are none other than Boxing Day. Store owners slashed prices yesterday and they received record sales. More in this report from CNC3.
The discounts varied, but most popular were the 25, 33.5 and even 50% off items. And business owners were pleased with the customer turnout.
It's doing pretty well, and as you can see, we have a big crowd still, and it's only going to get bigger during the course of the day.
We open at 9, because and then we have the sale, 25% off on everything, which, as you can see, place is rather busy this morning. We start off with a crowd this morning, and we still have crowd within the store.
We did 310% today, which is the biggest sale of the year. We look forward for every single year. And right now the traffic is flowing so nice, and I hope we continue like that for the rest of the day.
Store owners in Trinidad and Tobago. A NASA spacecraft has made history by surviving the closest ever approach to the sun. Scientists received a signal from the Parker Solar Probe just before midnight on Friday, after it had been out of communication for several days during its burning hot flyby. We get more from the BBC.
It seems like science fiction, sending an uncrewed spacecraft to the sun. NASA's Parker Solar Probe was designed to withstand its scorching heat. But could it? NASA has now confirmed that it has. The spacecraft sent back a beacon signal indicating that it survived the closest ever approach to the sun.
We have never had a human-made object so close to the sun. Also, we had to not melt. That's why the Parker has this heat shield that holds the instruments at room temperature and keeps the heat of the sun away. And these are just amazing feats. And so it's so amazing that we are so close and really getting to measure in detail this material up close.
That's astronomer Catherine Haymans ending that BBC report, our top stories. Garbage woes at Paradise Beach. The Barbados Postal Service reporting a phishing scam and are warning those not to take note of a fraudulent activity. Retailers report strong holiday sales despite major shipping delays. A well-known former sports administrator at the University of the West Indies, Kefal Campus, dies on Christmas Day. Trinidad and Tobago taking a different approach to Christmas shopping with their biggest ever record sales on Boxing Day. And a NASA spacecraft has made history by surviving the closest ever approach to the sun. This has been the latest, the lunchtime edition on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.